This is the Kindy Rockstars Podcast, Season 5. Bringing you incredibly talented singers, artists, creators, and producers in the genre of children's music. I'm your host, Patrick Adams. Each episode will feature songs, albums, videos, or live performances, along with great stories from the artists themselves. Kindy Rockstars Season 5 is proud to be supported and sponsored by Waltmania Public Relations, serving the family entertainment community for more than 20 years. And now, on with the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Kindy Rockstars. I am delighted, as always, to have on the show Todd and Tina. Welcome back.
Hello. How are you?
I am doing great. And we have a music video feature today with Todd and Tina, three songs from their new album, Bombtastic. This is the follow-up to Kaboom. So I'm sensing a trend in the album titles. Explosive stuff.
Well, every group's got to have a trilogy, right?
Right. Just like Star Wars.
Exactly. Well, yeah.
Except those are now three trilogies. But anyway.
Yes.
Well, we're working on part
one. You got to start at three.
We're working on part one of two.
Who knows?
Part one of two, right? That's something like that. Very good. The explosive trilogy.
Well, it's great to see you guys again. And so what have you been up to since the last time we talked?
Well, we put out the new album, Bombtastic, that came out in January, and that was really exciting. So we've been doing a lot of promotional things with the new album, making some music videos, which we're excited to feature those tonight, and, playing.
Playing, bringing the rock to the children, melting their faces off, one crowd at a time.
That's right.
call the fire department.
We did.
Todd and Tina are in town.
We did do our very first daycare gig a month ago. So those kids slept real well that night.
It's like a mosh pit. It's fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Very cool. What was the age range there?
Pre-K.
Okay. Yeah, it was probably a good crowd.
It was.
They were into it.
They were having a good time
until bedtime hit. Then they got tired.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. But yeah, you know, you hop them up on pizza and sugar and they're ready to go.
Yeah.
Our favorite type of audience.
Very cool. All right. Well, let's talk about Bombtastic before we get into the songs and videos. Tell us about the making of this album.
Well, you know, Todd is the creative genius behind all of these songs. And so last summer we started putting some of them together and
road tested them.
Yeah,
we kept playing them live and we threw it all against the wall. The ones that stuck around and we kept chopping up the songs and made them as good as we could make them. And then when they didn't throw tomatoes at us, we said,
that's ready.
Tina, it's time to record.
We have a winner.
We have a winner.
And actually testing them. At least some of the songs for the new album was really fun because then you could kind of see the reaction of the audience. Is this something that they're engaged in, before we put it on the album? So that was really fun. We hadn't really done a lot of that before yet.
Yeah. And now it's just, we just keep recording. Now we're going to make a couple more videos and we've got a ton of live dates this summer.
We're booked for the summer.
Yeah. Just not a free moment.
Well, very cool. That's true. All around the Minnesota area, or are you venturing out?
Just in the Minnesota area again this summer, although we are venturing out to Alexandria, which is a couple hours away from us. So that's exciting. You know, our sphere of influence is getting a little bit bigger every season.
Our parole officers.
No, that's not true.
The foot bracelets won't let us leave the Twin City. No, we keep, there's so many shows to play around here. So until I can convince Tina to quit her job and travel the Midwest, I think we're stuck in Minnesota for a bit.
For a while, yeah.
You have an open invitation here to Vegas anytime. We'll be there.
I do love Vegas, so.
Exactly. Vegas is a good place.
Yeah.
We could busk on the street.
Oh, jeez. I don't think so.
there's an audience. Vegas is becoming more and more kid friendly.
That's true.
It's trying. There are certain sections of Vegas that are definitely kid friendly.
Yeah, well, I know Fish is at the Sphere right now, and U2 is just there, so it sounds like Todd and Tina.
Oh yeah, we're ready for the Sphere, yeah, for sure.
Us and our couple hundred Instagram followers.
You gotta have goals.
Book it, Dano.
If you don't,
Todd and Tina at the Sphere.
Oh, that'd be something, wouldn't it?
That would be explosive.
All right. On that note, let's jump into a few of the songs. We're going to talk about the songs and the videos, and then we shall play them. Let's kick it off with Animal Crackers. Tell us about this and the making of the video.
Oh,
she's the brains behind this one. I actually went on a cruise, and I said I had to go with my family away. Took off the ankle bracelet long enough. And I said, Tina, take care of this.
So this was our first dive into stop motion animation. And we just knew this was the right song to start working on this style. And so it took way longer than we had thought. And so my basement kind of became just the production zone for the video for about 2 months on and off. And so we wrapped it up, and it was really fun. Learning how to make the animal crackers stand up and move around was challenging, but you know, a little E6000 glue and we were good to go. A couple animals sacrifice their legs from the box.
Well, they do listen. You just have to be stern with the animal crackers.
Yeah, but it was a lot of fun to put together, and I'm really proud of the video and the way it turned out. And you know, road tested it in my classroom right away, and my kids just think it's the greatest. So that part's been really fun.
Blows minds.
Yeah,
it's good.
It's a really cool video. It's kind of bordering on like Sledgehammer-esque.
Oh yeah, Peter Gabriel.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it's Sledgehammer without the budget.
Exactly. There we go.
No budget. I mean,
I did spend like $6 on animal
crackers. Yeah, exactly. Well, when the animal crackers misbehave, you have to discipline them.
That's right.
They get eaten, so they know.
No, yeah. That's doing it smartly. I don't know how much Peter Gabriel spent on that, but.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you only imagine the budget for those videos back in the 80s?
I know. Because that was everything with MTV.
Like you used to like just watch videos over and over again, and now it's very like ephemeral, where you watch it once, you watch it twice, and then you move on. You know, it's not the same unless it's Taylor Swift or something.
That's right.
Yeah. I remember when David Lee Roth put out his cover of California Girls, MTV played it every hour at the top of the hour for like days.
Oh gosh, yeah.
But then you knew you could see it.
Well, that got every teenage boy watching that video.
They knew what they were doing.
Hour, all day, which is the prime target market.
Yes.
You know, yeah. I've cracked the code. I remember I used to tape Headbangers Ball from 11 till 1 in the morning, and then I'd rewatch it during the week, you know, to see what Ricky Rockman had to play. And you'd be like, oh, this video is so cool. And, you know,
I used to do that with 120 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that was Sunday night. That was a little harder to get wrestle the VCR from my folks. So there's always a movie.
VCR,
it was the movie of the week. In case it was really good, you had to rewatch it. Yes. And you paused it during the commercials.
I remember.
Yeah.
Good time. Right.
Well, this is a really cool video. So for everyone watching here on YouTube, we're going to play the video now. For everyone listening to the podcast, enjoy the song. Here it is, Animal Crackers by Todd and Tina.
Crackers on my mind, think about them all the time. Always running through my head, it won't stop till I'm fed. Animal crackers, so much corn, stack them high up on my tongue. Eat one, eat four, yeah, I always want just one more. Some are pressing, some are playing, eat too many, I'll go insane. I know this guy loves so much, animal crackers, dinner and lunch. Mom, eat them, dad, eat them, even Auntie Pam, eat them, who is Pam? I don't know, she says that she loves it all. Can you eat them with dentures?
I don't know.
Can you eat them with fish?
I don't know.
Can you eat them with socks?
I guess so.
You can do anything.
Animal crackers.
records on my mind. Think about them all the time. Always running through my head. It won't stop till I'm fed. Animal crackers, so much corn. Stack them high up on my tongue. Eat one, eat four. Yeah, I always watch. Just one more. Some are pressing, some are playing. Eat too many, I'll go insane. I know this guy loves so much. Have for breakfast, dinner, and lunch. Moms eat them, dads eat them, even Auntie Pam eats them. Who is Pam? I don't know. She says that she loves it though.
But can you eat them with chicken nuggets?
And that was Animal Crackers. All right, next song we're going to talk about is called Aquaphobic Scuba Diver. I love the title of this song. Tell us all about its inspiration.
This one, I really like this song. It's about a scuba diver who's afraid of the sea, hence the aquaphobic part. I wrote it, then after we finished it, I realized aquaphobic's not the most popular word amongst kids' songs. So I don't think it gets the search engine hits that it should. And then I was thinking about it later. I'm like, I should have just called the song Afraid of the Sea.
Could have.
But
we didn't.
This was a fun one to shoot. I had the idea that we needed to get a wetsuit and have the scuba diver walking around land places, because it'd be funny to see somebody walking through a grocery store or hills or mountains.
Yeah, the mountainous areas of the Twin Cities in Minnesota.
out in the jungle of the Twin Cities. But we wanted to just go various places with the scuba suit on, just look like clowns.
Yep. And what was great, though, is we filmed it. Todd and I live about 20 miles away, and we filmed it in my hometown. So when I showed it to my students at school, they were like, I've been to that park. Are you at Hy-Vee? And they were just so excited to watch all these landmark spots in town.
And then we filmed the scuba diver in the grocery store scene. I walked in with just a barn jacket on, covered up my scuba suit. And Chrissy was so afraid. She's just like,
it was Sunday morning. I'm like, Mom, we got to get in and out.
Yeah.
Before I see.
Yeah, Mama was all business on this one. And I just whatever, nobody cares. It's fun. And she's just like, no, stand there. Go do this. But
we were efficient.
I felt like
we were in it. Tell us we couldn't do it.
I felt like a student in her class.
Tell them, children's musicians coming through.
Well, right. It kind of was, though. It was like, come on back to the fish counter. And okay, put it on. All right, go. Yeah. Okay, out. Here we go.
And then we went to Smart though, yeah. And there's this teenage girl working there, and I just said, hey, we're filming an art project. Whenever you don't know what to say, you say you're filming an art project, and they don't care.
It's easier to explain.
And then she said, oh, do you need me to clean the glass for you? Remember that?
I do. And we were like, we're good. Yeah. Just let us do our
thing. And she just left us there for 3 hours.
Yeah.
No. Not quite 3 hours, but
it was a lot of fun.
It was fun. It was a good video. I like that one. I don't know. I like that one.
It's good.
I hear something happening.
All right. Well, let's play the video. And if you're listening on the podcast, again, enjoy the song. Here it is, Aquaphobic Scuba Diver.
I'm a scuba diver who's afraid of the sea. I don't like the water and it don't like me. The only fish I see are in a grocery aisle. I cover them with tartar sauce so they always make me smile. Dolphins, whales, sharks, they don't get me on the land. I once found a crab while digging in the sand. So I put on my flippers and I casually combed the beach. And I used tartar sauce when I brushed my teeth. I'm a scuba diver who's afraid of the sea. I don't like the water and it don't like me. The only fish I see are in a grocery aisle. I cover them with tartar sauce so they always make me smile. The sea through a window at the zoo. When they say don't tap the glass, that's exactly what I do. And if they call security to haul me far away, as I'm kicking and screaming, I know what to say. I'm a scuba diver who's afraid of the sea. I don't like the water and it don't like me. The only fish I see are in a grocery aisle. I cover them with tartar. And the seaweed. I'm a scuba diver who's afraid.
And that was Aquaphobic Scuba Diver. Hope you enjoyed that one. And the last song slash video we're going to talk about here is Undercover Turkey. Another great title. Tell us about this one.
First track on the album.
Yeah.
This one got road tested a lot last summer and to great reviews. So that's why it's first on the album. And the video was really fun to put together because Todd and I's kids are both in it. And it's always fun when we can get the girls and, well, Todd's oldest daughter and my oldest daughter involved, just because I just think it's fun that they can watch us do what we do for fun and engage in the silliness being 14 and 15 year old girls. So that, to me, that just makes it special.
Yeah. My daughter's looking at it as her acting resume.
There you go. Got to start somewhere, right?
That's right. Yeah, she's usually like, I got to watch what days I ask her to help us out on. Because sometimes it's like, oh, Dad, no. And then other days it's like, hey, sure, I'll do it. This was a fun one. It was, I just had a vision of a white screen. And it's really hard to find just a white screen. So we had to make it work.
Yeah.
And then I had a vision of a turkey costume. Turkey costumes are more prevalent than you think. They're everywhere. And yeah, it's about a turkey who dresses up as a bagel to catch a bagel thief.
So getting that bagel to stick to the turkey puppet, it took a little bit of practice, but, you know, some zip ties and a few bagels, yeah. But we got it.
You know, so. I think working with the weasel and the turkey were easier than the animal crackers.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm still dwelling on the turkey dressed as a bagel.
Yeah.
Because it makes perfect sense.
It does. Well,
if you were to steal a bag, well, and then it's like somebody else said, like, how big is this bagel? And I guess that part never really figured into our rationale. No. That's where the editor should have caught me.
But if the turkey is undercover, then yeah.
A large bagel covering the turkey.
Yeah, no, it was a fun video. It's how we actually put it out right around Thanksgiving, and somehow the YouTube gods smiled at us with the algorithms or whatever, because
gotta love that.
Yeah. And I don't know how, but
we'll take it.
But it's just kind of like, yeah, it might forever be our hit.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a fun one. And I don't know, it just kind of came together.
Yeah, it really did. It was fun.
All right. Well, we're gonna check it out now. Here is the video, and again on the podcast, enjoy the song Undercover Turkey by Todd and Tina.
I witnessed a crime just the other day when someone took a bagel and they did not pay. So I called up the town's best private eye, a turkey named Penny wearing a disguise. An undercover turkey in a bagel suit, singing hola, Coca-Cola. An undercover turkey in a bagel suit, singing hola, do I know ya? Dressed as a bagel, she waited all day for that thief who wouldn't pay. Then just before closing time, a wily old weasel caught her eye. An undercover turkey in a bagel suit, singing hola, Coca-Cola. An undercover turkey in a bagel suit, singing hola, do I know ya? That weasel thought he got away, but Penny had to show him crime doesn't pay. And right before his very eyes, Penny pulled back her bagel disguise. I'm an undercover turkey in a bagel suit, singing hola, Coca-Cola. An undercover turkey in a bagel suit, singing hola, do I know ya? An undercover turkey in a bagel suit, singing hola, Coca-Cola. An undercover turkey in a bagel suit, singing hola, do I know ya?
And that was Undercover Turkey. The album is called Bombtastic. So Todd and Tina, assuming that people can get that album in all the places that you can stream, purchase, and download music, how can people find and connect with you? And what have you got coming up in the next few months?
Well, it's almost summertime, so we'll be playing lots of places in the Twin Cities in Minnesota. So if you are located in that area, you can find our schedule on our Facebook page. Or follow us on our social media accounts. Todd and I will post where we're going to be. And yeah, just lots of playing and working lots of fun.
Yeah, playing, and working on, it's just the cycle continues.
That's right.
And the YouTube page where people can find all these awesome videos.
ToddandTina.com.
Very good. Well, Todd and Tina, as always, an absolute pleasure having you on the show. I love your stuff, and I look forward to seeing the rest of the videos from the album and talking to you again soon.
Awesome. Right. Thanks so much, Patrick.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate you.
You got it.